This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 218 for Monday, January 9th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures are lower on Monday in what a trader says is the current range-bound movement within the market. At the final settlement, the March canola contract loses $10.30 at $858.60 per ton, and the May contract gives up $10.90 at $855.40 per ton. A trader says there is oscillating back and forth with traders playing the spreads. Increases in global crude oil prices are tempering losses in vegetable oils. European rapeseed, Malaysian palm oil, as well as Chicago soybeans and soy meal are lower. Support for canola is coming from gains in Chicago soy oil. The Canadian dollar is stronger on Monday and putting pressure on canola. The loonie jumps to 74.77 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 74.15. The weather outlook for the United States is pointing to scattered showers or snowfall across the plains and Midwest. Towards the end of this week, the Midwest is to see heavier precipitation. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports export inspections of soybeans for the week ending January 5th are 1.44 million tons, down a pinch from last week. Corn export inspections are just short of 398,000 tons, down a fair bit from a week ago. Those for wheat are almost 202,000 tons, up a little from last week. The USDA is set to release a slew of reports on Thursday, including the annual crop production, the quarterly grain stocks, the monthly supply and demand, and the weekly export sales. The Rosario Grain Exchange says that of the nearly 42.3 million acres of soybeans planted in Argentina, that 7.7 million acres are in poor to very poor condition. Rain is in the country's forecast for Wednesday and Thursday. In Brazil, the soybean harvest is just getting started, with good conditions reported throughout most of the country's growing areas. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday. The March contract is down 4 cents at $14.88.5 per bushel. March soy oil adds almost 2/10 of a cent at 63.35 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal loses $7.30 at $470.30 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower on Monday as the March contract is down a penny at $6.53 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its March contract giving up 5 cents at $3.39. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago March losing 2 cents at $7.41.5. Kansas City March gives up 3.5 cents at $8.28.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is up a penny at $9.03. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, January 9th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.